Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Welcome in. This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be making this part of your day. Thanks so much. I'm Doug Gottlieb, in for Colin Cowherd. It is a Friday. Colin and, of course, Jason McIntyre, J-Mac, on vacation. They've been talking about it for a while. Well-earned, well-deserved. We'll get you ready for a fun weekend. Memorial Day weekend. Whether you're a lake guy or a beach guy, or a, hey, I'm just going to be in the gym this weekend guy, this is your show. We'll react to the Celtics now making it a series. It's 3 games to 2 with the Heat. The Nuggets continue to sit and wait. And, of course, we have all the palaver about the upcoming offseason in the NBA, which has kind of replaced, the NBA and NFL have kind of replaced the hot stove league. Remember when baseball just kind of owned their offseason, was bigger than, in many ways, the regular season, and bigger than, in some ways, the regular seasons that were taking place during their offseason? The times have changed, and now the NBA, I think, started first, and then the NFL, obviously, with the quarterback movement in recent years, has really kind of replaced that. Speaking of NFL and quarterback movement, Patrick Mahomes not going anywhere. He signed a gargantuan long-term deal, and now, because of the new contracts which have come in after him, he's all the way down at 7th in terms of annual value of quarterback per Spotrac, which is it's a sports contract website. You can go see it. Doesn't have all the details, but has more details than I think any other website provides for you. So again, it doesn't count guaranteed money per se. It's more what's reported year to year, and what's reported year to year and yearly average is Lamar Jackson right now be the highest paid quarterback at $52 million, Jalen Hurts at $51 million, Aaron Rodgers at $50.3 million, Russell Wilson, who signed his last year, $48.5 million. Kyler Murray, again, last year, $46.1 million. Deshaun Watson, that ridiculous deal where it's all guaranteed at $46 million. Then Pat Mahomes, then Josh Allen. So I thought this was interesting. This was Pat Mahomes when he was asked about his compensation, the fact that he's not a top five guy currently.
I've always said I worry about legacy and winning rings more than making money at this moment. But I know we keep communication. We see what's going on around the league. But at the same time, I'll never do anything that's going to hurt us from keeping the great players around me. So it's kind of teetering around that line.
Yeah. I mean, so look, they'll redo the deal and he'll always be compensated towards the top of the market. But the truth is really what he said previously. Like, what are you playing for? And look, a good portion of the yearly average thing is an agent-driven, NFLPA-driven sort of narrative. Hey, you got to get more. We got to keep growing. It helps everybody. Rising tide lifts all ships, yada, yada, yada. Whereas Mahomes is like, nobody's going to care. That's really the magic to the Brady thing. You know, of all the things that made Tom Brady special, the thing that made him the most special was his willingness. And anyone who says, like, he wasn't lowly paid, what they would simply do is rework his deal nearly yearly. Give him some more cash up front. It didn't look like he was making as much yearly. And then they would go kick it down the road and kick it down the road. And the time in which at some point he got frustrated was, hey, I'm willing to give up some of this money, not be the highest paid guy, even though I'm the most successful guy, but you got to be using that money for people that help us win, people that help me be better. And he felt like that stopped. And I think that's a reasonable way to look at it. But of all the things that make Tom Brady special, it's that whether it was, and look, Don Yee's his attorney, his agent, I mean, I'm sure he wanted him to be the highest paid guy. However, he was convinced that taking less to help the team win would create an indelible legacy. Because the money that is, quote unquote, saved by quarterbacks, it's not like any of these GMs or owners put it in their pocket. That's not the way it works. They go, oh, well, wait, we saved $5 million on Pat Mahomes. Let me put that in my pocket. Not the way it works. It gets reallocated to somebody else. Right? It gets reallocated to somebody else. And, you know, go back and look at the highest paid guys last year. And what ends up happening is, it's not that you can't field the team. It's that there's going to be some sort of hole in your roster. And are you good enough or are you great enough to overcome that hole in your roster? Usually it's depth. But oftentimes, I mean, look, it wasn't just Pat Mahomes, but Tyreek Hill had to be sacrificed. And, like, let's not get it twisted. What Pat Mahomes did with that, he didn't have guys to throw to. Pacheco was a godsend, getting him, what, in the seventh round? That dude runs harder than anybody. But it's not like he was killing people. He just ran really hard, got plus yardage. And then he has arguably, or maybe inarguably, the best pass-catching tight end in the league. And then everything else was kind of smoke and mirrors in Pat Mahomes. He's great enough to carry that roster. And then, you know, Chris Jones makes a couple plays and there you go. But the other guys oftentimes aren't good enough. But I think the idea that legacy Super Bowls, that's really what matters. Nobody goes back and says, like, yeah, but how much money did you make? Because at some point in time, like, if you have $200 million in your bank, it's not an impossibility, but there's an incredibly strong likelihood he ain't going broke. Like, you would have to have dudes swindle away your money and have all sorts of demons. And even then, right, that's only what they made from playing quarterback. These dudes make a lot more money with outside resources as well. And they're all super bright. They're almost all good looking. They're all going to have a future in TV if they want one, where they'll be able to continue. They won't generate the same money, but they can make a lot of money. At some point, my first partner in national radio was Chuck Wilson. Shout out to Chuck Chasmo. And he had a great expression, you know. It's like, look, at some point it's monopoly money. Like, we're arguing about a million here, a million there, which to you and me, that's crazy life-changing money. But if you have $200+ million, $1 million is, you know, less than 1% of that. So you're haggling over stuff that doesn't really matter. Whereas what lasts, and oh yeah, by the way, what gives you the greatest chance to continue to profit off your own name, image, and likeness for the rest of your life? Like Tom Brady and all of his wealth is not accumulated just playing quarterback, which I know playing quarterback, he made like, I think over $230 million playing in the NFL. But that dude's a business man. He really is. And the business of Tom Brady is made not on, it's not even on the undefeated season. Tom Brady has an undefeated regular season. Nobody else has that. And you know what? No one talks about it. Tom Brady is talked about because his team won Super Bowls. Period. Stop. Not how much money he made. Matter of fact, he made less money. He took less money. And I think Mahomes getting that and being smart about it. And like, look, that doesn't mean that you, I still would love to see, and I know it will never happen, but man, will there ever be a guy that says like, look, I know everybody's making 50, but like, what if you just gave me 25 a year for 10 years and we just called it a day? Do whatever you want with the cap. Make sure that I'm going to get all that money. Like, what if you just did that where it's basically like deferring money and I just got to play football and you put the pieces around me? I don't think it'll happen. Right. Most, that's why most of these teams, because there is no true middle class or no one been willing to do that. That's why teams go like, you know, once you get past the top couple guys, if I don't have you, I just go young. You make a couple million dollars and now I can use all that money to build a better roster around you. That's the trend in the NFL. That's what Washington's trying to do. So many teams have tried to do. But there is something genius to what Pat Mahomes said, which is, look, dude. It can't be about the bottom line because you're constantly going to chase it and people are constantly going to get more money than you. If you worry about, oh, wait, that guy, I got to make more than him. There has to be a balance there. I don't want to work for nothing. I want to be well compensated, well respected, but I got to have a team around me. Got to have a team around me. Coming up next, TJ Houshmandzadeh is going to join us. Of course, he's a former Pro Bowl wide receiver, co-host of Up On Game, which airs each Saturday on Fox Sports Radio. The Arizona Cardinals have released DeAndre Hopkins. Huh. What now for Nuke? We'll get to that with Hoosh next in The Herd.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd, wherever you may be, however you may make this part of your day. Did you guys see this news that, I thought Jason Stewart, you put it best, as abrupt a news or a release as you can think of. Nuke Hopkins was just released. This from Ian Rapoport. The Arizona Cardinals have officially announced the release of DeAndre Hopkins, which means teams don't need to wait to see his name on a personnel notice before making contact with him. They can begin negotiating with him now. Wow. Now remember, like, if we track it, we go back through it. DeAndre Hopkins, that was the trade which seemed to begin the kind of house of cards for Bill O'Brien in Houston. And in fairness to Bill O'Brien, right, Deshaun Watson signed his contract extension after that trade was made. And there was a lot of talk of, well, Bill O'Brien didn't get enough in trade compensation. Like, do you think he would get less than the market was willing to bear? But the reason that DeAndre Hopkins wasn't as valuable on the open trade market then, same reason that they couldn't find out, he wants a new contract. He doesn't practice hardly at all. He's coming off a PED suspension, and he wants to be compensated at a level that his play doesn't demand right now. It's not surprising that he's not a Cardinal, but they couldn't find a trade partner at all. Let's welcome in TJ Hushmanzada. He joins us. You can hear him every Saturday on Fox Sports Radio, a podcast called Up On Game. It's awesome. Plaxico Burress, LeVar Arrington, and Hush, TJ Hushmanzada. You can also download that podcast in the iHeartRadio app. What's your reaction to Nuke being released?
It's really crazy. I'm on the field training, and we just started talking receivers, and I said I wouldn't be surprised if they release Hopkins. I just told the guys this, and then I get on to hear this, before we started the work, I just told the guys, I would not be surprised if the Cardinals release Hopkins. And this is what happens, Doug. Am I surprised? Yes and no. When they start to talk about your personality more than your production, this is what happens. Like, if you look at Deion, hell of a football player, hell of a receiver, but he's been talking a lot lately. You get a little older, and so they're not talking about what you're doing on the field. They're talking about the things you're saying. More than what you're doing on the field, that's the beginning of the end.
Well, it's also new GM, new coach, right? They don't have to make sure you're successful.
They want guys that want to be there. If you acting like you don't want to be there, okay, good luck having somebody and finding somebody that's going to pay you close to $20 million this year. Good luck.
So why do you think they couldn't find a trade partner?
Nobody wanted to pay $20 million a year. That's all I can think. Is he one of the best receivers in the league? Absolutely. But nobody wants to pay $20 million for a receiver that's over 30, and it looks like his personality may be a problem in the locker room. And so nobody wants to take that task on, take that financial burden on, and if he's not getting the ball, if he isn't happy with this, what is he going to say to the media when he gets here? That's what we as athletes have to learn as we progress into the later years of our career. Let's be a team first, players. Let's shut the hell up and just play football.
All right, so where does he fit and at what salary, right? Like, how do you try? Because, look, he has in 23, okay, and there was an out in his contract for this year, okay, where you had dead cap money. That's why he was cut. Okay, so now he's without a contract. what now? Like, how do you even begin to figure out what he's worth, what his value is?
He's good enough to play on any team. But as you know, the best teams are the best teams because they really don't need much. So the teams that have those type of quarterbacks, do they need them? Let's look. The Chargers with Herbert, they don't. The Bengals with Burrow, they don't. Maybe the Bills with Josh Allen, but they have Stephon Diggs. They could use them, but do they need them? No. And are they going to pay you $20 million a year? I would probably say no. Mahomes and the Chiefs, could they use them? Probably. Would they pay him $20 million a year? Absolutely not. And so there's plenty of teams that will want him. Will they want him at the cost that he's looking to be paid is the question. And at $20 million, those quarterbacks that he named, I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, and then the other one that would be interesting would be New England, who's so badly needed that level of wide receiver. But Bill O'Brien's calling the shots on offense, and Bill O'Brien's the one that traded
him. Gave him away for a bag of chips.
Yes.
He gave him away for a bag of chips.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, has that relationship been mended? I don't know. I mean, but make no mistake about it, Hopkins can play. If he's on your team, you are a better team. It's just a matter of, can he be a good teammate? And I haven't heard of him not being a good teammate. When I say be a good teammate, you got to understand you got to be a good teammate to the coaches. They don't want you saying X, Y, Z about what they're doing. Like, the locker room is going to love them, but are the coaches in the front office going to love them if things aren't going well and he starts talking to the media?
Well, the other part is, you know, what's the old expression? The most important part of ability is availability, right? And hurt 2 years ago, last year PED suspension. Plus, he doesn't practice. Like, it's been a frustration that he doesn't like to. Maybe once a week he'll get out there. He just does not like to practice. Now you're going to go to a new place and not be a practice guy. I don't know. I don't know what it looks like. Hoosh, when you buy a car, a pre-owned car, do you check the Carfax report?
No, I don't. I'm hoping the person I'm buying it from is not selling me a lemon. But moving forward, I'm going to check that Carfax report.
Okay, I don't bring it up because they're a sponsor of the show. I bring it up because, man, Garoppolo apparently had foot surgery in March, right?
They didn't check the Carfax.
And well, no, then you go back and you're like, well, he had a knee here, a foot there. Like, damn, he's been in a lot of little fender benders. That thing has been in the shop. What would be your level of concern if you're the Raiders, where, granted, it's a short-term deal, but this is a real thing with the Jimmy Garoppolo. Is he's like the classic foreign luxury car. He's always in the
shop.
I'm
concerned, and the reason I'm concerned is, who do I have if Garoppolo can't go? And not only that, Garoppolo has been injury-prone his entire career. So when you look at the history, he's going to miss games because history has shown us that. Who's next? Who's next in line? And so you have a team that's ready to win. Oh, but you don't have the most important position available, which is the quarterback. So, yeah, that scares me. It concerns me. But at this point, they've kind of gone all in on Jimmy G. And so they need to cross their fingers that he's going to be healthy and ready to go, because what other option do they have?
I don't know. They have Brian Hoyer as the backup.
Exactly. And so, is Jimmy G or bust for the Raiders? That's pretty much what they're telling us. Is Jimmy G or bust?
Wow, that one's going to be fascinating. I don't know if you saw the comments from Lamar, but missed the first couple of days of OTAs, comes in, and they ask him what's going to be different about the new offense. Todd Monken, his new offensive coordinator, and he said, less running, more throwing. It sounds great. Is that the best way to make Lamar Jackson great?
Well, we don't know, because all we've seen from Lamar is a run-heavy offense. They want to run first. And it's been very effective for him. It's been very effective for the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson is the MVP because of that type of offense. Now, can you transition and be a passer first? Every quarterback, yeah, I can do this. We don't know, and time will tell. And if that's going to be the case and Lamar can transition his game from more passer, less runner, that's great for him. But ultimately, you want to win football games. If it's running more, pass, whatever it is, that's what you should do. You shouldn't do it because, public opinion is saying, oh, Lamar needs to run or throw the ball more. The Ravens need to throw the ball more. Oh, we got to get a more receiver, so we go get OBJ and we draft Zay Flowers in the first round. You do what's best for the team. And so if him throwing the ball more than he's thrown it in the past is best for the team, then that's what you're doing. If you realize that's not the case, oh, we're going to switch horses in the middle of the race. We're going to change this offense up.
I think it's going to be fascinating. And it should be pointed out that as much as Monken's going to bring a more kind of traditional pro-style offense, like if you just use Stetson Bennett, who's, you know, not close to the athlete Lamar Jackson, they had a lot of design runs out of dropback. It was just a different way of kind of doing some of the same stuff. So that'll be interesting. But he does have, he's got a top weapon as a wide receiver. He's got an elite tight end. And J.K. Dobbins, when healthy, is an elite pass catcher out of the backfield. Like, he's got guys to throw the football to. I think the evolution of that offense is going to be super, super interesting. How much should we look at these Thursday night games that can now be flexed? You know, anytime you mention Thursday night football, every current player is like, oh, they suck, they're impossible. Like, they're not going anywhere. Now you can flex them, so the schedule's changed. How much has that changed what we'll see in terms of product on the field?
It really depends, man. Like, playing that early, first, receivers, we don't mind it. It's the big guys. It's the linemen, the linebackers that are taking a pound in every play. But to me, if you're going to play these Thursday night games, you got 53 guys on the roster. Let them all suit up. Thursday night games, everybody can suit up. I've never understood why you have an active and an inactive list. I don't know the reason why, but Thursday night games, you know, when they do all these rule changes, why don't they just change the rule and say all 53 players can suit up for Thursday night games? That's what they should do. It would give you extra bodies. You don't think it would matter. If it would matter, just let them suit up. Change the rule, let all 53 play on Thursday night games or be active. But the product and the quality of the game, for some odd reason, this past season, the Thursday night games, they just weren't competitive. And I think they want to move away from that, obviously. But I think the only way to at least appease the players is let all 53 guys be active. And so guys that are banged up, you get other guys that normally would be inactive able to play.
Yeah, and for people who don't know, they always think 53 is active. No, 46 are active game days. 53 is on the active roster.
Hey, you're on the bubble, Doug. You walk into the locker room, you don't see your jersey on your shoulder pads. You're like, oh, I'm inactive today. Yeah. That's how you know.
Yeah. Last thing, I know you got to go back working with wide receivers. We did this before the draft, now post-draft. Give me a rookie who you think is going to make an impact that people aren't talking enough about.
I'm biased. And it's just the team we just talked about to start this interview. Michael Wilson with the Cardinals. Now, the quarterback, I don't know who it's going to be. He'll get an opportunity to play early. He's that big receiver in that offense that the Cardinals don't have. They have Hollywood. They have Rondale Moore. But Mike is 6'2", 210 pounds, really good route runner, really good at the line of scrimmage. Not many people know who he is. Not many people are going to say anything about him, but I'm going to say Michael Wilson.
Who's you the best, man? Have a great day out in the field. Thanks for joining us.
Take care, bro. Appreciate you, Doug.
All right, that's TJ Houshmandzadeh joining me, former Pro Bowl wide receiver, co-host of Up On Game, which airs each Saturday on Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can podcast it on the iHeartRadio app. Let's get to Jason Stewart with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Doug, some news trickling in here as DeAndre Hopkins released by the Cardinals, 15, 20 minutes ago. You alluded to this, but the Cardinals released a statement to the rest of the league that simply reads, "The Arizona Cardinals Football Club today announced that the team has released wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. Period." This reminds me of like those internal emails you get every once in a while that just say like Joe Blow has worked his final day with the company, and that's it. When you're like, okay, there's something else going on there. There was no sayonara, no sweetness out the door, Doug. This seems to be kind of a bitter ending between club and player. Did you see it kind of going this way?
Yeah, I mean, look, first of all, new owner, new coach, and big bloated contract that the team can get out of. I mean, everybody knows that you're dead man walking. But even with the previous staff, there was frustration. On Sundays, when he's healthy, he's awesome. But he didn't practice. Like, go back and look and track it and read all the local coverage that he would offer all kinds of excuses. But it was frustrating. And you go back to Houston, and like Bill O'Brien's whole thing was like, remember, he's a New England guy. He came from, then he was in college football, and like now you got a guy who wants to be the highest paid receiver in the league, but doesn't actually want to practice during the week. No. So, I mean, that there's a reality to it. So, want a new contract, and a lot like Austin Ekeler, you know, hey, go ahead, find yourself a new contract. They don't find one. Well, Austin Ekeler, they said, like, we like you. We just don't want to give you some ridiculous new contract and overpay you. So here's $1.5 million in incentives you can make. DeAndre Hopkins, we're not going to be good with you. We're not going to be good without you. So we're not going to pay you, you know, $20 million to not practice and to play in meaningless games. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, appear on every different podcast or show, you know, talking about other teams and other quarterbacks and who you want to play with. So that's it.
Yeah, speaking of, and this has been repurposed much in the last 15 minutes, but he went on the I Am Athlete podcast just recently, and he made news because he was asked to list his top five quarterbacks. Kyler Murray wasn't in there. It was,
that was amazing. that was amazing. Imagine if you did that, like best boss you ever worked for, and you just happened to leave out your current boss, or best co-host you ever worked with, and you happened to leave out your co-host. Like, best quarterbacks you ever played with. Like, you didn't mention Kyler Murray. Like, I know I didn't. Yes, for the best, right?
And he did preface it by saying that he's done playing with rookies. So that the quarterbacks that he listed in this order, Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, and Justin Herbert. He just wants to be with a quarterback that loves the game of football, Doug.
So, I mean, can we take that for what it means? Right? Kyler Murray doesn't love football. Pretty immature. Yes? And it's not like he's the first person to say it. Right? That's not like, oh my gosh. It's like, if he said it about Pat Mahomes, you're like, whoa, I had never heard that. He says it about Kyler Murray, you're like, yeah, okay. Not breaking news.
Yeah, Jeff Darlington says that they... kind of a short-term deal with the Chiefs makes the most sense. Man, that would be pretty unstoppable, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't know how that would work.
Personality-wise or finances-wise?
Finance-wise.
Well, that's going to be the something to watch for sure. A high-level receiver on the market was let go unceremoniously today. Doug, the Celtics won the game last night. Series is now 3-2 going back to Miami. Joe Mazzulla last night in the press conference. Now, he's had some interesting exchanges with reporters. He comes off as defensive a little bit, a little combative. But he was actually asked by a reporter last night how he kind of stays even given the big swings of this series, how he stays even in his downtime.
I met three girls under the age of 21 with terminal cancer, and I thought I was helping them by talking to them, and they were helping me. And so having an understanding about what life is really all about and watching a girl dying and smiling and enjoying her life, that's what it's really all about. And having that faith and understanding that. You know, the other thing is you always hear people, you know, give glory to God and say thank you when they're holding a trophy. But you never really hear it in times like this. And so for me, it's an opportunity to just sit right where I'm at and just be faithful. That's what it's about.
Wow. I don't think anyone saw that one coming, Doug. That was some really deep stuff, and it puts things in perspective. And that's a pretty good way to go about this, as he's been just getting torched in the media.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think there's a human element to getting torched. I understand a lot of the things he's done, right? Where, you know, people have torched him for not calling timeouts. Where, okay, it's all how it's relayed to the team. Like, hey, I'm not calling a timeout because I believe in you guys, and you guys have been here in this before. You guys can figure it out. You don't need me over coaching. But I also think that there's an element of, hey, guys want to be coached. You know, they do. But the perspective of, you think you're having a bad day because you're down three games to none in an NBA playoff series? how about a young woman who's fighting for her life and she hasn't yet had a legal sip of alcohol, right? Like, that's truly unfair. It just gives you balance. And it's hard because most coaches do not have balance in their life, right? And what they do is everything to them. And Joe's different. And I think that's why he's relatable to... I remember I had lunch with... Once a year, I'll go back to my son goes to summer camp in Maine. I'll stop in Boston. I'll have lunch with Brad Stevens. And I'm like, it never mattered what the season was. You have balance. You had a meal with Brad Stevens. You felt better because of it. He's got great balance and perspective. You know, I remember we were having a conversation one day about his son. And I was like, how good is he? He's like, he can play in high school, but he played Division III. He's like, but the most important thing is he loves the game. And so when we watch the game, or when he watches my team play, we have great conversations about it. It's an area where we can actually have a discussion. Like, that's who Brad is. That's why he relates to Joe. But I think there's a challenge of, do players relate to that? Or are they so used to the, you do this and do it right or you won't win? It's hard with the mentality that we're brought up with.
I like Joe Mazzulla a lot more than I did 5 minutes ago. That was an amazing response.
I like you less. I like
Thank
you less
you.
Than
that. Thank you very much. This is a little lighter, Doug. You know, Aaron Boone, the Yankees manager, got kicked out of a game last night, got thrown from the game for the fourth time this year, the second time this week. Now, his pitcher, Clark Schmidt, they showed on the YES Network that Clark Schmidt had hit the corner 6 times, and it was called a ball by the umpire. Aaron Boone came out, he got tossed, but even after the game, when he was asked about that, about the strike tracker, he says, I'm not for robo umpires. I don't want that. Now, Doug, I've always said this, that baseball has a problem on their hands, and that the people watching the game from home are seeing umpires make mistakes with balls and strikes. That's a problem when your viewers see your umpires making mistakes. I don't know where this goes. I know they've tried the robo umpires in the minor leagues. You said you're not for that, right?
The robo umpire?
For balls and strikes.
No, I mean, I think, like, this is, we're trying to make an imperfect game perfect. This is the same. We're trying to make the imperfect. This to me, it's like cosmetic surgery, okay? And anybody you date, I'm guessing you think they're... You don't date somebody unless you think they're beautiful, inside and out. Right? I hope you... Right? But if you're dating a beautiful person, and they want better than perfect. No, they want perfect. Like, I look at my face in the mirror, I'm like, I don't like this, I don't like that. But there has never been... There's no hair enhancement that ever looks natural, right? It's pretty good. It's getting better. It doesn't look like there's an animal that died on your head, but you can kind of tell, right? Think of all the things that women do in an effort to be perfect. And at the end of the day, it doesn't look natural. We're trying to make something perfect, and sports is incredibly imperfect. Robo umpires are trying to make an imperfect game perfect, and there is always a downside to it. Always, always, always. And that's Jason Stewart with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
I'll tell you why we have not talked about the Nuggets as much as Charles Barkley wants us to. That's next. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Doug Gottlieb for Collins, The Herd, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app. How much is DeAndre Hopkins worth? You know, I saw Andrew Brandt with a couple of tweets where he said, aren't non-guaranteed contracts great? Let's be honest here, okay? And I understand that Andrew Brandt is, he's given us the reality of sports. Right, well, he was released because of the non-guaranteed part of his contract. Right. But the contract was guaranteed up until the end of this year. Right? He got $27 million up front in a signing bonus. He made $54 million over 3 years. And if you track it back, yeah, you track it back, he missed, I think, the last six games or seven games of the regular season 2 years ago and missed the playoff game, which was that disaster game against the Rams, and then missed the first half of this season with a PED suspension. So as much as you can say, like, hey, man, this thing should have been guaranteed the whole time. Why? Why would you guarantee a dude who doesn't practice and is not available for half of the past two seasons? Like, how is the team in the wrong? People are just going to have to come off the idea of five-year guaranteed contracts in the NFL. Far too many injuries and too many things change in five-year deals. They're not good deals. Right? Three's about right. You know, the initial money is way too much money. Some of it is paying for the past. Right? The middle year looks a little bit lower. The last year you get everything in. And then if they want to cut you, now we'll find out what you're really worth. Because his contract, again, his contract was 18.5 this year, 17.8 next year. So that's, what, $36.5 million. Let's see if over the next 2 years, he gets $36 million. Guaranteed. My guess is no. And by the way, for the Cardinals, they're sitting there going like, hey, look, he's kind of a pain in the ass. He clearly doesn't want to be here. He's making a lot of money. And whether he plays or doesn't play, we're not going to be good. And if you think he's so valued around the league, nobody wanted to trade for him under the previous contract, nor do they want to negotiate a big new contract. Now, he's a complete free agent. Let's see what his value is. Let's see what his value is. You're worth what someone's willing to pay you. Business 101, right? Charles Barkley, this goes back to, it was game four, right? It was before game four. So the Heat are getting ready to take on the Celtics, right? Since then, the Celtics have won two games. We'll talk about that top of the hour. And Charles Barkley said this about the conclusion of the Lakers and Nuggets game.
I was so mad watching TV this morning. Everything. And listen, we all love LeBron. He didn't say he was retiring yet. When he does that, we'll do all that that stuff. But it should have been all about the Denver Nuggets and Joker, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter, and those guys.
I agree. It will be, you know, look, every team that loses, the next day we do an obit. Every team that loses, we do an obit. What's wrong with this team? What do they need to change? Heck, when the Clippers lost and Kawhi Leonard was the best player in the league the last month of the season and the first two games in the playoffs, then he doesn't play and you have people calling him out. Some people saying, you know, like, move on from Kawhi Leonard. Move on from Paul George. Fire everybody. Right? That happened. When the Warriors lost, remember, when the Warriors lost to the Lakers, this is just 2 weeks ago. How much discussion was there about the Lakers? How much discussion was there about, all right, do you bring Draymond back? Do you trade Jordan Poole? That's what we do the day after. So the first thing is reality. We always talk about the recently departed first. But the bigger point is, like, why would we talk about a team that people don't really care about? What, because they're, and I do think Chris Mannix stepped in a little bit when he's like, they're just not, I think he basically said they're not as compelling as stories. I don't think it comes down to compelling stories. It's way more compelling, all the stories that with the Nuggets. Like, there's a lot of interesting, fascinating stuff. Heck, you know, they made a trade at the trade deadline where they now don't really have a backup point guard. Why'd they do it? Well, they did it because they felt like it made their chemistry better. Right? Bones Highland was a guy who guys in the locker room didn't like. They sent him to the Clippers, and of course, they went through a bad stretch there at the end of the regular season, but they've been far the better because of it. Far better because of it. The development of Jokic. The transformation of Aaron Gordon, who was a guy putting up numbers, winning dunk contests elsewhere, comes in and now he has to learn a new style of playing a position. And in game four, he finally made some shots as well, but he's become a really good defender. You know, Michael Porter Jr., who's super young, super talented, does not pass. All he does is shoot threes, but man, he's found a good place and a good role for himself. You know, Jamal Murray's reemerged. Like, there's great stories there. This is not about stories. But like, anytime you turn on the news, there are incredible stories worldwide. They only cover the ones that involve Americans. Do you know why? Because those are the ones that Americans want to watch. Right? Fascinating stories worldwide going on in politics and government and in the world of business, all kinds of it. The only thing people care about is themselves and their local region and how it affects me. And there are just way more people that care about LeBron and the Lakers than care about Jokic right now. Like, look, here's the pattern of it. Team loses, and this will happen if the Celtics lose in game six, right? What do the Celtics got to do? Here they go, coming up short again. What do they do? Do they fire Joe Mazzulla? Do they bring back Al Horford? Do they make a big trade? Do they split up the big two? There won't be any talk about the Heat. And then we'll get to the finals, and then they'll talk only about the Heat and the Nuggets. And then whoever wins, you'll say, well, is this a dynasty? That's what we do. Because that's what the widest set of audience cares about, the biggest names in all sports. I didn't make the rules. I just abide by them. All right, more on the Cardinals releasing DeAndre Hopkins. Plus, Game 6 tomorrow night. Is it a must-win for the Heat? That's next. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is The Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.